Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
So in these days of Google Earth and GPS, it's easy to imagine these sorts of things. I mean, if you could make a map of the U.S. economy and watch it evolving over time, it would show places booming and also places in economic decline. Over the last 20 years, you would have seen huge bulges in the Southwest, the West, and South, while areas of the Northeast and Midwest would be seen just cratering. A city like Union City, Georgia, would have been a big bulge for most of the last decade, a housing boom that erupted 50-fold in just 6 years between 1996 and 2002. Unemployment rates well below 6%, actually closer to 3% for much of that time. This is not a surprise, but what is something of a shocker is to see how the recession that started around 2007 looks to be reversing a generation of economic gains. Steve Rapson joins us, city manager of Union City, Georgia, which has an unemployment rate just over 10% right now, which exceeds the national average of 9.1%. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. You've seen quite an economic ripsaw over the last 10 years. I'm actually looking at a map of Union City, Georgia, with some economic statistics. The peak of your building boom was, looks like, 2002, where you had almost 450 buildings constructed. There were zero permits in 2009 and zero permits last year. Wow.
Well, I think we have some growth, and most of our growth has been in corporate America with a lot of commercial property that's coming online. Residentially, we've seemed to have stalled like the rest of the country for the most part.
Although not so much the rest of the country, you certainly have gone south with the rest of the South in that you participated in the boom. And the bust has been particularly painful for communities like yourself.
Well, especially in the South. I think if you look at the trends, you will find that Georgia's a little slow to go into the recession, and we're typically slow to come out. And that's kind of where we find ourselves at this point. I think for the most part, a lot of cities and counties in Georgia are what I like to call in sustainability mode, where we have a lot of renovation projects going on and people renovating houses and that type of activity. But not a whole lot of the housing industry particularly hit our city as well as cities in the South pretty hard.
Treading water, economically speaking. That's Steve Rapson, city manager of Union City, Georgia. Unemployment rate there just over 10%. Joining us now, Howard Weil, a fellow at the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program. He recently co-authored a report tracking economic recovery and recession across the nation's 100 largest metropolitan areas. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So give me a flyover of the map of the U.S. recession. And is it true that the biggest participators in the boom of the 1990s and the last decade are suffering the worst in this bust to a certain extent?
Yes. The places that had the biggest housing booms and then the biggest housing crashes in Florida and California, Arizona and Nevada were hit very, very hard by the recession and have been among the slowest to recover. Areas in the Great Lakes that rely heavily on the auto industry got hit very hard by the recession, are recovering much, much more rapidly, although they still have very, very far to go. Then you have Texas and Oklahoma, which got off relatively lightly during the recession and are recovering relatively rapidly. Not that things are good there, but they're just not as bad as in some other places. Much of the rest of the South is also relatively weak in recovery, although it wasn't hit as hard during the initial parts of the recession.
Howard, in the study you did for the Brookings Institution, what was a data point that was particularly surprising to you?
I was especially surprised at the weakness throughout much of the South. I wasn't so surprised by the housing bust places in Florida. I wasn't so surprised by Texas and Oklahoma, but I was surprised at the slow recovery and continued high unemployment in much of the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, that was just a puzzle.
And I know that you're not necessarily, a political analyst over there at Brookings, Howard Weil, but, what we saw, 40 years ago is the rewriting of the political map in the United States as the economy and the demographic changes took place between the Midwest, Northeast, and the South and the West, really gaining politically and economically. Are we likely to see any of this as a permanent change, or do you think it's just a cyclical blip here?
It's very hard to predict the political consequences of this. It's more than just a cyclical change. Part of it is cyclical. Part of it will be long-term, but it's very hard to sort those out right now.
Steve Rapson, city manager of Union City, Georgia. So as a politician, I mean, you're a city manager, so you're not – it's wrong to call you a politician per se, right, Steve?
We would certainly hope so, yes.
Yes, okay, great. So I won't slander you with that term. But in a sense, you have to look hard at these economic statistics. Is there a sense that some of the boom days of the last 20 years are gone forever, or are you shifting strategy and you feel that really there's something just around the corner? How do you deal with this as really a city planner?
Well, I think that, to some extent, you've got some sectors within our city that have been, harmed to a large degree. We talk about the housing bubble, but there's a ripple effect with the housing bubble that you've got folks that are used to, doing drywall work, people laying carpet, people painting, and all those folks are kind of a trickle-down impact. I know for our city, we like to put incentives in place and actually target different sectors in the market, especially from a commercial perspective. We have an opportunity zone in our city that the state help has put in place that roughly provides a $3,500 credit for every brand new employee that you hire, not an employee you relocate, but a brand new hire to your organization. And that $3,500 is given to each of those employees over a 5-year period. So that's quite an incentive for someone to come, as well as we've implemented a Ford and Trade Zone to kind of market folks that would probably use the Hartsfield Airport, which is only 15 minutes from us up the road. And then we as a city maintain some low property taxes, as well as having a very low business license overall.
Trying to keep a cyclical downturn from becoming a structural sort of permanent reality there in Union City, Georgia. Good luck to you, Steve Rapson.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, John.
Steve Rapson is the city manager of Union City, Georgia. We also spoke with Howard Weil, a fellow at the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program. He recently co-wrote an economic analysis of the nation's 100 largest metropolitan areas. The recession is alive and well in the South, particularly.